How do you build self-belief and confidence as an entrepreneur? Well, one of my clients was recently asking me this, and I'm going to share four things that I've used over the years that have really helped me out. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in the health space or not, and you've had moments of doubt, you've had moments of hardship, you're not quite sure how to keep motivated or how to keep your confidence high when you're constantly getting like knocked in the face, metaphorically speaking. I can completely relate because I've been in business now for 20 years online and a few more years before that offline, and I understand what it's like. I mean, to go through the roller coaster ride, which is what we call entrepreneurship, and to face what seems like failure after failure after failure after one thing not working out after another, I lived there for many years. And to be honest, between you and I, every single day has those challenges. It's just the challenges and problems change. And I wish there was an easy button to press to make all of our concerns and worries go away. And I wish we could all live in this amazing utopia where there are no challenges and we'd have confidence at all times. But that's not the world in which we live. And that's not the contract we signed to begin with. Because we're here, you and I, because I believe we really value growth and contribution. And because of that, well, you can't stay in your comfort zone and grow at the same time. So look at it as the world or the universe or life testing you, throwing different challenges your way for you to get better, for you to become a bigger version of yourself so that you can give back and serve other people at a higher level. That's the way I look at it, at least. So I want to start off this conversation by talking about belief and confidence. So think about this. I once heard this, I think it was from Tony Robbins, and he used the analogy of a table, and you have a tabletop, and belief is the table, all right? So your belief about anything is the tabletop, and the legs under the table are all the different reference points from your life that support that belief. So for instance, if you were to, like, I don't like when I hear people utter the words, I'm so stupid, right? But let's just say that they said that, I'm so stupid. That's a belief that someone obviously believes to the point where they're actually going to verbalize it. I don't think I've uttered those words ever in my life. Okay, not that I'm better than anyone, it's just for context. So you have the belief that I'm so stupid. Now, the reason someone would believe that is because they have a lot of reference points from previous experience that supports that, right? I didn't do well in school, my parents called me dumb, or I had this relationship and the person, like whatever it is, we have all these reference points from the past that either support that belief, or if we don't have the belief, like I don't have that belief, which means I actually don't have any reference points from the past that would make me feel like I am dumb. And so that's not even part of my vernacular. So think of the belief you have about anything as the tabletop, and the reference points underneath that are all the legs. If you have a table with two legs, it's not going to be as stable as if you had a table with 100 legs underneath it. I'm going to come back to this in a couple moments about one of the things that I think is very important to building that table as strong as possible with the right belief. The second thing I want to touch on before I get into the four ways that I've used to build self-belief and confidence is this whole idea of confidence in the first place. Where does confidence come from? Well, many years ago, I was part of a great coaching program called Strategic Coach with Dan Sullivan. He's amazing, amazing person, amazing coach. And he introduced this concept to me and everyone else called the four C's. I've used this with our coaching clients because it's really, really important to understand. See, everyone wants the goal or the end result of confidence, but that's the end result. So how this works is you start off by making a commitment. I commit to doing X. That's the first step. Number two is when you commit to doing something that maybe you haven't done before, you have to use courage. Courage is, think about it as the muscle you're exercising in the pursuit of the goal or the commitment that you've committed to. The problem with courage is that it doesn't feel good. And you know you're in courage when you don't really feel like it's easy. So having a hard conversation with someone, letting someone go, having a hard, you know, tough conversation, tough love with a client, or, you know, investing in yourself that might be a little bit out of your quote unquote budget. Anytime you are uncomfortable and you're moving forward, just understand you're using courage. And one of the most important muscles you can develop is courage. It's not your biceps, it's courage. Because courage is the bridge between what you want, the commitment piece, right? That initial decision, which was to cut off all other alternatives, courage is the bridge that walks you across the canyon. And it's one of those, you know, kind of raggedy bridges that don't feel very secure. And on the other side of that bridge is capability. So you build the capability of doing the thing, building the skill. And as you build that capability over time, that leads to confidence. So it's commitment, courage, capability, confidence. So if you want to feel more confident, you can't just feel confident. Like you can pretend to act as if, and that's totally fine, right? Imagine yourself as the future version of you, act from that person, that's cool. I'm all for that. But what I want to shed some light on here are the four things, with those two things in mind, the four things that I've used over the years to help keep my belief, my self-belief, and confidence as high as possible. And hopefully these serve you as well. And just for context, like in case you've not seen any of my videos, I've been in business for 20 years. I built and sold my first company for multiple seven figures. We helped 500,000 people to better health. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I played pro soccer. Health Runner's an eight-figure business. You know, like whatever. Basically everything I've endeavored into, I've done very, very well at. And success leaves clues, okay? So the first thing, and I think the most important thing, is taking action. As I mentioned, confidence doesn't come from feeling confident before you take action. The only way you get confident is by taking action, which is essentially using courage. And then as you do it over and over again, you feel better and more confident. So what everyone is looking for, not everyone, a lot of people are looking for, is they're looking for the light at the end of the tunnel before they even enter the tunnel. They're looking for certainty in an uncertain world. They're looking for the guarantee when they are the guarantee. They're looking for the promised outcome when they have to do the work. And so you have to understand that in the real world, as an entrepreneur especially, you don't get the outcome before you start. And if you're someone who is working with clients or you're taking those, you know, potential clients on, this is why I love coaching. It's like, you have to do the work. Like you have to show up. You don't have the results you want because you're not who you need to be yet. And the only way to become who you need to be to get what it is you want is to start moving in that direction. So if you have a goal of being a certain way, like for instance, when I'm 80 years old, I have specific outcomes, right? I want to be able to, you know, do 30 push-ups in a row and pull-ups, like whatever. I'm not going to bore you with the details. But those goals are not going to happen at 80 years minus one day. Those outcomes start now. Those outcomes started in the past. I'm not magically going to transform one day before my 80th birthday, because you have to become who you need to be, who your future self requires you to be, to have what it is you want. So if you want a different reality than what you're currently experiencing, you have to show up differently. And part of that is taking action. So what does action look like? I don't care, okay? It doesn't matter what it looks like. You just have to be moving forward. Seek progress, not perfection. Paralysis, right? This analysis by paralysis, procrastination, waiting for everything to be perfect before you get started. This is why people fail in life. This is why entrepreneurs fail miserably. They have all these ideas in their head and they think they're going to refine their ideas in their head. No. You refine your ideas in the market, not in your mind. And that means you take action, which is going to be imperfect. You put stuff out into the world and you see what works and you see what doesn't. You will never know unless you try. And yes, you can learn from others' mistakes, and you should for sure. But there are times where you don't know what's going to happen, but you have to take action forward, right? The only way to drive through fog is either you wait on the side of the road for the fog to clear, which is what most people do, and they get nowhere, or you drive forward. And as you get 10 feet closer from where you were, you have 10 more feet in front of you. You see 10 more feet in front of you for every 10 feet you drive forward. And it's the same thing in business. You don't know what the end's going to look like. You can envision it and be as crystal clear as possible, and you 100% should, but you have to take action moving forward, and it's not going to feel good. And that's how you know you're using courage. Because the difference between courage and confidence is confidence feels good. So if you're living your whole life and you feel good and comfortable all the time, cool, you're in a state of confidence, great. But are you learning? Are you growing? Are you doing anything new or getting better in any way, shape, or form? I would say not. Because you have to be doing things that challenge you, that make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. If you're building a new skill, it's okay to suck at the skill. That's why you're building it. Like right now, we're teaching our four-year-old how to ride a bike. Guess what? Does he know how to ride the bike? No. So it's not going to work out too well. And I remind him, hey, buddy, it's all good. Like, this is how you learn, right? You fall off, you get back up, we course correct. It's okay if it feels hard at first, but it doesn't mean you stop. Because if you don't keep riding forward, you'll never learn how to ride the bike. So taking action is very important. It's probably the most important in this whole process, if I'm being honest. Hey, quick little interlude in today's episode. I don't know about you, but I'm a very visual learner. And if you're the same, you might enjoy this content in video format. If that's the case, be sure to head over to YouTube. Just type healthpreneur when you're searching in the YouTube browser, and you'll come across our channel. A lot of the episodes for this podcast actually originate on our YouTube channel as videos. And if you'd like to see more of the visuals that I talk about in many of these episodes, then I would encourage you to go on over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and enjoy all of the longer form videos, as well as a lot of the shorts that we post online on a daily basis. So head on over to YouTube if you're a visual learner like I am, and let's get back to the show. Second thing is I review my goals on a daily basis. And very importantly, I associate to the consequences of not achieving them. A lot of times in the past, I've set goals where, if I'm being honest, there were 7 out of 10. They weren't like a hell, like I didn't have to run through a brick wall to make it happen. It was like nice to have. And as a result, I didn't achieve them. And when you look at the goals that you've set, you have to ask yourself, is this a hell yes? Like, is this an absolute must? Or is this like, oh, it'd be cool if I had that? Because if it's anything other than a 10 out of 10 must, it's not ever going to happen in your life. And I'm just going to be 100% honest with you, because I've worked with hundreds of thousands of humans over the past 20 plus years. Humans are humans, whether we're talking about health or business or anything. We say we want things, but we don't actually want to do the things to get us there, okay? So clarify what your goals are, right? What's the vision for your life? Like what's, now I'm not talking about ethereal, like specifically, how much money do you want to make? And look at that number in your mind, in your head, every single day inside your bank account, to the decimal point, so specifically that it feels as if it's already there. And that's not going to feel natural at first, but you keep training your nervous system and brain to see that over and over and over again. So that becomes what you expect, because you get what you expect in life, not what you want. So you have to train your brain and nervous system to know that what it is you see in your mind, that's where it all starts. Your reality is a projection of what's in your mind. So if you are not clear about what it is you want, that's what's going to show up in your life. Nothing. But if you know with crystal clarity how much money you want to see in your bank account, the type of relationship you want to be in, the type of business you have, the type of clients you want to work with, so the detail of the hair color and eye color they have, what specifically they do and don't do, what character traits do they have? If you don't have that level of clarity, that can be a good first place to start. And then the second piece of that is associate to the consequences of not bringing that vision to reality. Like really, really get associated with this. Like, and this is the challenging part. Is your life is probably pretty good. And I'm going to challenge you on that. I'm going to challenge you on this. You think that because you can put food on the table, you have a roof over your head, maybe you have a car, maybe you're comfortable. I'm going to propose to you that that is the worst way to possibly live. And that's the biggest pandemic in the modern era. It's okayness. It's mediocrity. Whether it's a business that's doing okay, having a relationship that's okay, being in okay health. No. You have to get viscerally disgusted with your situation. And I know that sounds extreme. Why would I feel disgusted about my situation? It's pretty good. Exactly. You will not change if your situation is pretty good. I don't care how amazing your situation is on paper. You can never be satisfied. You can be grateful for what you have. But if you were satisfied, it's game over. Recently, I was having a conversation with a bunch of entrepreneurs. The conversation was, when is enough enough? And I said, it's never enough. It's never enough. And it's okay to want more. Not just money, but more growth, more creation, more expansion. There's nothing wrong with that, because as spiritual beings and a human experience, that's what we're here to do, is to expand, is to create. So how can enough be enough? It's never enough, right? I have a friend who has 12 cars. He has several watches that are $300,000 each. And people are like, that is crazy. He's like, I've got 2 kids. I'm going to buy 2 watches. Not that they're going to have them, but just one for each kid for myself. He's got like 30 diamonds in his home that are worth millions of dollars. Like some people might say that is insane, but not everyone understands that. And it's not about the stuff. It's about who you get to become in the process. And that's just the output, the outcome. And I'm not saying any of that stuff is important. I don't care about diamonds. I don't even wear a watch. I have other values in my life. However, you know, we run an 8-figure business and that's not enough for me. That's not enough because it's not about the money. It's about who I get to become in the process of building a $1 billion company that becomes as much of a household name as Coca-Cola is, with some better connotation, obviously. And I'm never going to stop until that happens. So for me, enough is never enough. I live in a beautiful home. We're building our dream home in Mexico. Life is great, but it's never enough because growth and expansion are my highest values. So if I don't achieve my goals, I got to get associated to like the shit that represents. And it doesn't mean that I feel bad about the life I'm currently living. It's like I'm massively grateful for it and I'm ready for more. I know it might be tricky to kind of wrap your head around this, but figure out a way to associate to the negative consequences of you not achieving your dreams. You got to get associated to the pain of not being where you want to be, because the pain of your current situation must be greater than the perceived pain of change for you to do anything about it. Got it? Okay. So number three is, when I feel like giving up, I remember why I started in the first place. And this kind of ties in with what we just talked about. Make an exhaustive list of every single reason why you want to achieve what it is you want to achieve. And these reasons why, they have to get you viscerally. They got to get you in the core. So this might not just be a head exercise of just writing stuff down. You got to really connect to this stuff. Because when the going gets tough, and it will get tough on a daily basis as an entrepreneur, it is a lot easier to call it a day than to keep going. Like, think about this. If you're running a race, is it easier just to stop running or pushing through? It's so much easier just to stop running. And that's what a lot of people do in business. That's why 95% of businesses fail in the first 5 years, because it's just easier to stop. So you got to remember, why are you starting in the first place? One of the ways I look at this is, if I didn't exist, who suffers as a result of that? So like, if our business, Healthpreneur, did not exist, there would be thousands, tens of thousands of health professionals and coaches who would be lost, who would suffer, who would not know how to build a great business online. And I connect to that. And I'm like, you're being selfish, man. Shut the fuck up. Stop playing small. Get out of your own way and go. And this ties back into taking action. So I connect to why I'm doing this in the first place. And maybe that changes. Maybe it's like, I'm going to buy this house, or I'm going to put my kids through college. And that's what your why is initially. And that why, you cross it off the list, or you made it happen. And then there's another level. And this happens. It's one of the biggest challenges I see entrepreneurs fall into. They're making millions of dollars a month and they've lost purpose. They're like, I've built the team, built the business. I do nothing. I have a lot of money, more than I can spend. And they're miserable. The miserable millionaire. And you got to connect back to why you're doing this. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, they're so focused on getting out of their business that they, for me at least, I love coaching our clients. Like, when we're doing $1 billion in revenue, I will probably still be coaching our clients. And that, for me, that keeps me so connected to what I'm doing, because I will never get to a point where I have so much money I will stop doing that. Because if you wrote me a check right now for $10 million and said, Yuri, you will never have to do anything ever again, I'll be like, cool, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm still going to coach my clients. That's the one thing I love doing most. And I love doing this too. I would still do this because I feel pulled in my soul to do this. No amount of money is going to stop me from doing this. So buckle up for the ride, because I'm going to be around for a long time. And I hope you will too. So the fourth thing is tying back into, we talked about the tabletop of belief and the reference points. Make your goal to stay in business as long as possible, because longevity gives you more reference points, which builds your belief. So belief around, is this possible? Belief, am I good enough? Belief around, can I, like, whatever the belief you want to instill is or overcome. The longer you are in business, the more reference points you have that support that belief. So when I started my business in 2005, I had no reference points. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. Now I'm like, I'm not sure if I can do this specific thing, but I'm pretty darn certain I'll figure it out. You know why? Because at that time and that time and that time and that time and that time, and all these reference points, all these legs to the table supporting that belief of, I can do this. Even though I don't know how, I can figure this out. How do I know for sure? Because of that and that and that and that. And here's where a lot of people go wrong. How do I know this is going to work? This is a conversation we have with 100% of our prospective clients. Yuri, how do I know that working with you is going to work? I'm like, well, how do I know you're going to work? I don't know. I don't know you. You don't know me. So where does that belief come from? Well, let's look at that. How do I know this is going to work? I think I might get scammed and lose my money. Let's unpack that. It's very simple. Let me guess. You had some experiences in the past that were less than ideal, and you think this is going to be more of the same. So the problem is, you, Mr. Prospect, are referencing all of the failures in your past, and you're thinking that everything moving forward is going to be a reflection of that. Remember, your reality starts in your mind. What you focus on is expanded in front of you. By contrast, that may have happened. And you could also focus on the fact that you learned some stuff along the way. And even though they may not have been the best at the time, you still grew, you built skills, you got to where you are now, which is most likely a little bit further along than where you were before. So all of a sudden, the belief of, this is more of the same, turns into, oh, this is just the next level in my growth. Very different mindset. Okay. And this is why, like, I understand why there's so much skepticism and mistrust. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But a lot of times we're just focusing on the wrong shit. It's like if you had one bad relationship in the past and now you think every other person for the rest of your life is going to be the same as that. Does that seem logical? No. Just use logic to think through some of this stuff. The longer you are in business, the more successful you are in business. You can't stay in business for decades if your business isn't doing well. So if the objective is to stay in business as long as possible, then the byproduct of that is I must have a business that is profitable. Otherwise, I could not be in business. It's like this cycle. So if you are in business for as long as possible, that means you are successful in business. So now you have success in business to whatever level that is. And the only way you got there was by doing certain things. And then you just reference those as much as possible. Reference point, reference point, reference point, reference point builds the belief. That's why success breeds success. Winners always find a way to win. You've heard me talk about this stuff. Winners always find a way to win because they're winners. They reference things in their previous in their life that reinforce the belief that they have in themselves that they will win. Remember that track meet? Yeah, I won that. This time I didn't win, but I did my best. I won anyways. It's all a matter of focus. So no matter how long you've been in business or not, I would propose to you that you probably have aspects in your life where you've been successful. So when I started in business, I had no business experience, but I did have experience as a pro athlete. I'm like, cool, so I can do that. Could I translate some of those skills to here? Discipline, work ethic, perseverance, focus. Yeah, maybe I can take those as reference points and say, no matter what I do, I will win because that's who I am. And I look for those reference points that support me to build this belief upon which I can build where I want to go. So hopefully this is useful to you. Those are four ways that I've used over the years to continually reinforce the self-belief I have, the belief I have in myself and my confidence. I'd love to know from you in the comments below which one of the four really jumps out at you the most. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Remember to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any other videos coming your way to help you grow a great business online as a health professional. And I'll see you in the next one. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.